Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. We are broadcasting live from beautiful Arkansas. You know, not only is the country beautiful here, I mean, it's absolutely the Lord's country. When they say it's God's country, man, it really truly is in every state of our union. Put that up against Psalm 33, verse 12. But interestingly enough, on top of the fact that this country, in this state in particular, Arkansas, is absolutely beautiful, the people are exceptionally awesome here. I mean, it is the bizarrest thing. But again, if everybody understands that I'm from Minnesota, you know, where they call it's the nice people state, that's just not the case, folks. If you want to meet nice people, go to a different state, and it's probably your state that nice people are in because it's not my state. And I'm not adding to that problem. I'm just trying to correct the problems in every given scenario and every step that we take as a ministry, Luke 10, 19, or 19, 10, either one. They coincide. But the people in Arkansas are absolutely fantastic. Yesterday we did an event here in Norfolk. That's why people thought it was Arizona. Or not Arizona, but Virginia, forgive me. But we were in Norfolk events last night, 39 Norfolk River Road, with my friend Mike out there, and we met some new people. And again, just second to none, exceptionally cool people that are very much like-minded. Friends, I want to encourage everybody to understand what I'm going to say next, and I want you to listen carefully. The majority of the people are in the same corner that we're in. The problem that we're having is we keep turning on the television, we keep turning on radio, and I'm talking about the mainstream media, only to get their propaganda narrative, Micah 6:16, which is at the bottom line, friends, meeting you there. It is all propaganda, and they want you to believe that the minority is the majority, and the problem is the people believe it. So the problem really comes through deceptive measures, and the powers that are tolerated are scared to death that you're going to figure out what I just told you. The majority of this country, the people in this country, are like-minded. They're very much like-minded. The grassroots level of what we deal with out there, folks, they're all like-minded. They're pretty much saying the same things across the board. So one has to ask the question, then how are the small minority setting the narrative? I already told you. People have to believe it. And yet the problem, again, that I see out there is when you go to social media platforms, and I say it all the time, all these people that say they don't believe the mainstream media, they believe what they say they don't believe. And if you go to Romans 1:18, what does it say? It says they hold the truth in unrighteousness. In other words, they're hypocrites. But again, me giving you personal experience from last night at Norfolk, the people are outstanding, and they're saying the same things that we're all saying, friends. It's the media that's telling you otherwise. They're trying to invert the truth. They're trying to get you to believe the lie for the truth. And that's how they're getting away with what they're getting away with. They know how to lie better than most people in this country know how to tell the truth. Well, Bradley, you're saying two different things. No, I'm not. I'm giving you distinction. I'm telling you, folks, you're being lied to by a small, small portion of the people. And the Lord demands that we leave in that lump, that the whole lump may be holy. And that's what we need to get back to is the Lord, first and foremost. Number one, Acts 20, verse 21, right? Everybody can agree with that. And we need to get out there and get busy because clearly Scripture tells us, James 2, 14 through 26, that faith without works is dead. And so what we need to do is go out there, do all that we can do in bringing to justice that small portion of the people that are continuously inundating people with what? Nothing but lies, inundating you with lie after lie after lie. And it's sad to say a majority of this information that you're getting is coming from those that are under the guise of being conservative or patriots and or Christians. And that's why we need to make distinction in these times. Ezekiel 44:23 tells us we're supposed to do just that. So, anyways, in highlighting the people in Arkansas and the country, oh my goodness, exceptional throughout the land. Tonight we're going to be at the Concord Baptist Church, 6105 Alma Highway. This will be at Van Buren, Arkansas. Again, that one will start at 7 p.m. tonight. That will be at the Concord Baptist Church, 6105 Alma Highway, Van Buren, Arkansas. And I just want to tell the people in Arkansas, thank you very much for your trust. Thank you for coming out. We totally appreciate your support because we're here to support you. We're here as servants to you. We're not here to be served. And thank you for giving us another opportunity to do just that. If you'd like to check out the schedule, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. I do want to say this, and I want people to understand how this ministry is being tracked by the powers that are tolerated. And it's my job to walk in the light as he is in the light, and we're doing that because God is light. And the fact of the matter is Jesus did everything in the light, and that's what we're doing here. But when yesterday's event was highlighted in Norfolk, I just want to show you to the degree that we're being tracked by evil men and agencies within this government today that we're exposing, and we're going to continuously expose Ephesians 5:11. We had two people come forward yesterday and tell us that after they posted the event in Norfolk alone, social media platforms pulled them both down immediately. Okay? So just so you understand what's going on, to the degree of censorship, illegal censorship that's going on concerning this ministry, they're scared to death that you're going to listen to the truth of the matter. For some reason or another, friends, those people, and I'm talking about the ignorant bad guys that don't pay attention to common sense, that they're being used as well to their own demise. The fact of the matter is, folks, they're out there doing what they're doing because the majority of you are allowing them to do that. And it needs to stop. And that's what we're doing out here on a daily basis is awakening the American people to who the problem is. It's not without, it is within. And it starts with us first and foremost. And at the end of the day, friends, our sin is finding us out. And that's why this country needs to repent, both good, bad, and ugly. Also wanted to let you know, check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com, social media platforms, and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page, beforeitsnews.com. If you'd like to call in, please do, or set up with Comrax, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back in just a moment.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on beforeitsnews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Let's kick this in the direction we're going today. Do you see this, folks? This is the Dallas Morning News. Is this the kind of stuff that you can even make up? Some people say, Bradley, do you have a problem with the professors in the church? I got a question for you. Do you have a problem with the professors in the church that claim to be something that they're not? Because if you don't, you should. Because the Lord rebukes such people as you. You care not for the afflictions of Joseph. You care not for the reputation of the Lord in the sense of standing up and righting the wrongs. You care not those that are misrepresenting Jesus Christ at every given step. Oh, my goodness, folks. We have a church. They call themselves a Christian church in Dallas, Texas, that opens a pregnancy center with abortion resources. I want to tell you something, folks, and I've been down this road how many times, but when people say to me, what are the real issues in America? First of all, it comes from the misrepresentation of those that call themselves Christians. I can't stand them. And when you look at Jesus, he continuously spent time rebuking the religious hypocrites. Time and time and time again throughout Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. But yet, how often do you see professors within the church do that? No. A lot of people think it's just a good old boy club. They think it's just a place that everybody gets together with their families and they just do whatever they want to do. They sing a couple songs to Jesus and they live the rest of their lives all year long and all week long and all month long. Like the devil. And they convince themselves that they're going to Christians. Do you not have a love for those people that have been deceived? Oh, my goodness. You know, it's coming to my aid right now as I did an event out in Ohio. And I remember a guy got up and he spent his hour talking about how we need to go win the pastors of the church in America. Okay. Now it's our job to go win the pastors in the church. So wait. Isn't that the problem that we're having? I mean, read Jeremiah 23. Read Matthew 23. Isn't that what the problem is in this country? Yeah, they're self-appointed. Mariah Woodruff Eder was right when she said those that want to be in the pulpit, these want to be in the pulpit, are called of the devil. But those that don't want to be in the pulpit, they're called of the Lord. Read John 21, because that's exactly what Scripture tells us. See, we have too many hirelings in the church today that God has not ordained and put them into positions that they're in today. The people that you see on a massive scale throughout the United States of America, they are the ones that are self-appointed, and they're self-appointed as a judgment upon the people that listen to them and that support them. Hey, folks, let me say this. Would you in the natural support a losing coach, a losing team? Absolutely not. That's what we're dealing with. See, these are people that weigh heavy in the body of Christ that are not Christians whatsoever, and it should bother everybody that truly is a Christian. Why? Because we're supposed to make distinction as to who those that are and to those that who are not. And then it also tells us in Amos 3:3, how can two walk together lest they be agreed? How do we weigh heavy with those that are not serving the Lord? How do we weigh and walk together with those that are not born of the Spirit of God? You can't. You can't. That's why Ishmael and Isaac were separated. And there's a big difference. There's those that are born of the flesh and born of the Spirit, John 3:6. And I can tell you in a degree as to whom you serve by your adherence to the cross of Jesus Christ. Your dependency upon the Word of God. If you have no dependency upon the Word of God, you're no more saved than the devil is. I can tell you that right now. I mean, every day of the week you eat, do you not? Yeah. And when you're hungry, you know where to go to, don't you? Yep. You go right into the fridge. You look for what you're looking for. You find what you want. You heat it up, whatever the case might be, and you eat it. Well, when you're hungry, spiritually, Jesus said those that hunger and thirst for righteousness, that they shall be filled. And if we don't have a hunger and a thirst for righteousness because we're destitute of the righteousness of Christ, we better ask ourselves the questions as to who we're serving. Because I can tell you right now, just by explaining what I'm explaining to you, who you're born of. And when you see, going back to this topic, you see a bunch of people that call themselves the church opening up a pregnancy center with abortion resources, that should probably do the job in explaining to you and revealing unto you as to who they are concerning the degree of biblical illiteracy. My Bible tells me that when we're born of the Spirit of God, that we're to hate what God hates. And we're to love what the Lord loves. Psalm 97, verse 10. That just comes to the territory. Why? Because we're not born of our own spirit anymore. We're born again of the Spirit of God, and His love has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto us. So we're spiritually born. And I was talking about Romans 5:5 and John 3:3. I don't, again, know what it's going to take for the people to understand that this, what you're seeing right here, friends, is not a church. And the point that I'm making is if we're born of the Spirit of God, we're going to hate what He hates. Isn't it interesting that the Bible says in Proverbs 6:17 that God hates hands that shed innocent blood? And yet now we have people that call themselves Christians opening up pregnancy centers because they failed to preach, thou shalt not commit adultery. They failed to preach, to tell people, even fornication, which is sex before marriage, that no fornicator or adulterer will have an inheritance into the kingdom of God. 1 Corinthians 6:9. Is that why they're doing this? Of course it is. Because, again, the root problem is they're not born of the Spirit of God and they know not the Word of God. God hates hands that shed innocent blood, but they open up resources within their church building to murder the innocent of babies? Oh, okay. Doesn't the Bible tell us in Exodus 20:13, going back, which precedes Proverbs 6:17, that we are not to murder? dismembering a baby or murdering a baby within the womb is murder, regardless of you want to see it that way or not. I want to reiterate something, and I want you to listen to me carefully, because the issues that bother me more than anything are abortion, sodomy, the illegal immigration, and this all starts because the church in America, which is not the church, it's the church of the apostates is what it is, has become a disgrace to the Word of God. That means they've lost reputation. They become a reproach unto themselves. They're an embarrassment. They're not the spot of the children of the Lord in any sense of the word. And I'm talking candidly, and I'm talking with a broad sweep of a brush and pointing my finger at 99.9% of what we see out there concerning those that call themselves professors. This is offensive, to say the least. Do you guys remember Josiah in 2 Kings chapter 24? Do you remember when Josiah, that young king that was put into place, do you remember when he became acquainted to the law of God and it was uncovered? And when he read the law of God, he cleaned house from top to bottom. Do you remember that he did the right thing before the Lord to the fullest extent? But do you also know that it tells us, listen carefully, Americans, because we are going to pay the price for this one, and rightfully so. When you read 2 Kings 24, verse 4, what does it tell us? It tells us to Josiah, well, the Lord was pleased with Josiah. But the Lord went on and said, regardless if he was pleased with Josiah or not, he said, and also for the innocent blood that was shed, for he filled Jerusalem with innocent blood, the Lord will not pardon that. One of the things that I brought up yesterday, isn't it interesting that 18 governors in the United States of America want to open the floodgates to Muslims that want to behead you, that want to conquer you, that want to dismember you? Oh, it's no joke. Just go ahead and highlight the crayon. You'll understand what I'm talking about. Isn't it also interesting that the 70 million babies that have been murdered because the small portion of the corrupt government who committed an oligarchy sanctioned the murder of innocent babies, and the American people went along with it and gave them a pass and let them do it anyways? Isn't it interesting that those 70 million babies that have been murdered in the womb in America today are equivalent to 18 states? Hey, folks, again, let me remind you, God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Two, and in a great degree of specificity, when it comes to the judgments of God, he who sows to the flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, and he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. America needs to repent, and they need to set the record straight. I'm going to make one more point on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. The Biden administration intends to reclassify marijuana, relaxing restrictions across the country. An interim rule is set to reclassify the drug to a less strict category, joining the likes of Tylenol and steroids. This marks the first change since the enactment of the Controlled Substances Act over 50 years ago. The judge in the New York versus Trump trial in Manhattan has granted former President President Trump permission to attend his son Barron's high school graduation in Florida next month. Judge Juan Merchan told the court that he didn't think the May 17th date of the graduation was a problem. It's not clear if Trump just won't be in court that day or if the trial won't be happening on that Friday. Barron Trump goes to a private high school near Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. This is USA News.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Into the Sons of Liberty. I want to go back to this book because this really hits the heart of the issue. When the American people back in 1973 gave a couple corrupt devils within federal government approval to commit an oligarchy, that means where few rule over many, to go ahead and illegally sanction the murder of your own children, if that wasn't the first clue as to where things were going, I don't know what else they needed to do, but that was time to clean house right then and there. But now we're, what, 40, 50, 60 years down the line and 70 million babies later, the American people have been browbeaten, have stood down in the face of a corrupt system of government that kills its own people. And somehow or another, the people are conditioned to go to sleep at night and feel safe in the hands of those that are advocating the murder of their own children. Okay, that ain't going to fare well. I was highlighting the Dallas Church, which opened up a pregnancy center with the abortion resources. And then what I also did is took the time to highlight the fact that this is one of those issues, friends. You go ahead and turn the cheek all that you want to concerning the murder of your own children, how that works in your own conscience. You must have, at this point, have seared it. That's not a good place to put yourself if you're not standing up against it. But what's interesting is Josiah did all that the Lord demanded that he did, and he did do, but demanded all the things that he should do, Josiah did, is what I'm saying. And the Lord is pleased with him for doing that, but he said for the innocent blood that's been shed in 2 Kings 24, verse 4, he said, I'm not going to forgive that. I remember a lady in Michigan. I was, honestly, and I can still see myself standing there. And I remember she raised her hand, and she was sincere, but she was so scripturally illiterate. She said to me, why does God allow children to be murdered in the womb? And I just looked at her because I seen that she was asking in sincerity, but I was indignant within. And I said, where's the church? The church in America has been the greatest advocate to the murder of our own children by doing what? Nothing. By playing the part of those that are accomplices to the crime through their apathy and their tolerance. I said, you need to be careful with asking the question as to why the Lord allows it to happen when the Lord is looking to the church for those to keep his commandments, his statutes, and his judgments in dealing with those that are murdering the children of the innocent. Well, you say, well, that's not the church's job. Really, what Bible are you reading? What translation is that? Is that where everything's redacted and it's cherry-picked and you highlight what you want to see and what you want to hear and what you don't want to see and what you don't want to hear? I mean, that is about the most common thing we can do is stand up for life. I mean, after all, it's the Lord that gave us our rights, right? He also gave us life and liberty. And the fact of the matter is, if you look at the Fifth Commandment, speaking of which, I'm sorry, the Fifth Amendment of the Bill of Rights, the government doesn't have a right to murder anybody in the first place without due process of law. You do understand, Americans, that what they're trying to bypass today in your country, they're doing this with your Second Amendment right now. They're illegally passing over due process. In other words, you're guilty until proven innocent. Don't blame anybody else for what you've tolerated. When you allow a government to go that direction, there is no limit, and you're seeing that there's no limits with these people. What's the resolve, Bradley? Well, I'll tell you what the resolve is. Those that are, and I'm going back to Scripture, and I don't care if the DHS doesn't like what I'm going to tell you. I mean, it's not like they're not going to go to the judgment seat, just like everybody else, and I hope you heard me. I don't care if the FBI doesn't want you to hear what I'm telling you. It's not like those that are in that unconstitutional agency, it's not like they're not going to go to the judgment seat. I mean, after all roads lead to the judgment seat of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hebrews 9:27, 2 Corinthians 5:10. I don't care if the CIA doesn't want you to hear what I'm going to tell you. It's not like those that are working for that criminal agency, for the most part, it's not like they're not all individually going to stand there and answer to my Father on Judgment Day, Revelation 21, starting in verse 8. Hey, bad guys, listen to me carefully. 10 out of 10 people die. You should ask all of your predecessors as to how that's working out. Remember, those were the guys that tried to convince you that what they were doing is the right thing, too? Yesterday, I had spent some time sharing with you concerning the rich man that's now in hell. How's that faring for him? How's that faring for all of those that have gone before you? Hey, all of you bad guys. Riches profit not in the day of wrath. No man's able to save his own soul alive. How many lies are you going to hang on to before you come to the conclusion that you're being lied to and that you're being used? All the way to the top of the ladder, when it comes to the minions of Satan, Satan is using them to steal, kill, and destroy, John 10:10, only to, in the end, turn on them and their family. So, I don't care if the bad guys don't like what I'm going to tell you, but I'm going to tell you. Why? Because to give heed to the commandments of man is the problem that we're having in this country. Let me tell you what they used to do at the turn of the century concerning those that murdered. If a man took the life of another man, and he murdered him, What was that which we were supposed to do before the Lord concerning giving commandments to the church to bring about resolve and have peace with the Lord? The person that did the murdering, you were supposed to hang him up for everybody to see publicly. To teach men, both the guilty and the innocent, the fear of the Lord. Right? That is what the government is in place for. To teach men to fear not the tyrant, the purpose of the commandment and the law being enforced is to teach men to fear God and the consequences, okay, in that order. And if we don't want to do that, we're going to get more of what we have today. But here, when you go to Numbers 35:33, listen carefully. What is the Lord. What does the Lord command his church, his people, to do when they shed innocent blood? You ready? Both good, bad, and ugly? Listen carefully. So shall you not pollute the land where you are, for blood defileth the land. And the land cannot be cleansed of the blood that is shed therein, but by the blood of him that shed it. So those that are responsible for the murder of the innocent in the womb, the Lord requires their blood, folks. Just so you understand, this is how you put a stop to abortion. But if you don't, guess what you're going to get? You're going to get the Department of Injustice in Washington, D.C., who's acting way outside of their scope of authority, operating in a communistic totalitarian system that wars against the law. That's what communists do. That's what they're doing today, because 329.5 million people have allowed them to do so. Okay? But this is what you get. You get the Department of Injustice to go ahead and throw grandpa and grandma in jail for standing in front of a door to stop a young lady and her boyfriend or her husband from murdering the innocent fruit inside of her womb. They want to throw grandpa and grandma in prison now for merely standing up for the law and stopping those that mean to commit the crime and preservation of the life of the innocent baby. Americans, do you see what you are inviting upon yourselves by disobeying the Lord? I don't care about what the tyrants say. I don't care how they threaten. I don't care how they demonize. What I care about is doing the right thing before my Father, which is in heaven, on the behalf of those that are inside of the womb that want to get out and they want to partake with the world that the Lord created for them. And I'm on the radio right now, on national radio, trying to convince the American people that we need to stand up for the innocent babies in the womb, which in fact have already been born. Isn't it interesting how those that advocate murder, abortion of innocent babies, isn't it interesting how they advocate it, but yet they're already born? Isn't it interesting how their parents upheld the law in defending them so that they might have a chance and an opportunity to live this life under God? I mean, who would have a mind to destroy its own people? I'll tell you, the devil. And why does he want to destroy the children? Why does he want to always zero in on the children? Because the children are the model of heaven. They look just like their father in heaven. And Satan hates their guts. But I'm not going to highlight Satan. I'm just asking the question in the on the airwaves concerning the American people that are listening to me now and those that are listening to me in 53 different countries. How dare we stand down in the face of this injustice, in the face of heaven? When the Lord promises us everything that we need in lawfully dealing with every single one of them that are murdering the children of the innocent. Here, I want to say this too. Isn't it interesting how every presidential candidate that sold to the American people at first, he promises he'll put a stop to it? How many decades have we been listening to this? How many decades have the American people been listening to this from their favorite politicians? But what we find, like concerning the last presidential candidate and the last president, it's interesting how he was the most pro-life president, only to find out that he gave over $650 million, which was a record-setting allocation of your tax dollars to go to the likes of Planned Parenthood to make sure that more babies are murdered. Do you not understand what's going on, Americans? This is a genocide. And I'm not talking about the pandemic. I'm talking about what the American people roll over in the face of and how they, for some reason or another, sit back and find it to be
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Dr. John Diamond. I'm the director of Peacemakers Outreach and the author of the book, An Appeal to Heaven. Bradley Dean's Sons of Liberty radio show is a breath of fresh air in a nation where even the pastors are afraid to preach the truth.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I want to tell you something, especially those that are listening to me via radio right now. Whenever I talk about what's important in laying the responsibility to the lap into the front door of the responsible party, what I notice on social media platforms is the numbers drop. These are people that refuse, these are people that turn the cheek. These are the people that have hardened themselves to go on. And it's interesting, these are the people that say that there's no hope, and yet the Lord looks at these people as a part of the problem because they're not adhering to the ways of the Lord. He said that judgment would come to an end if they would merely amend their ways and to bring forth justice and judgment between their brothers. Somebody just asked the question, is there no appeasement? Yeah, the appeasement is Jesus Christ. He's already done his part. And what's sad to say is the people in America who have more light and understanding than any other nation on this earth have let it come and go this far as to now allow the government, which happens to be them, murder their own children. I said it last night, and I'll say it again. How do you show mercy to a people that don't even help themselves? And going back to what I see on social media platforms, it's lies. And the problem that we see in this country is the people that know to do right, they don't do right. And the Bible tells us in the book of James that this is sin. They go on their on in their sin. They don't care about their own souls. They don't care about their children. What they care about is being entertained. And that's all they care about. And that was one of the things that I was just highlighting a moment ago. I want to say this, and it was something that I brought up on the show yesterday. And what we were talking about was, you know, that there's not two hells. And how I started the show off with was, those in hell wish they could hear it just one more time. It's absolutely true. And highlighting what I'm highlighting today on the show, I just have one question. How is it that you're not angry? You need to put a check on yourself. If you're not angry with the immoralities taking place in this country, specifically with abortion, sodomy, the sodomites are making an open prey out of your children, and what's worse is you've known this for 20 years, and it's not getting better. And why is it not getting better? Because you're not doing anything to put a stop to it by bringing forth the law unto enforcement to establish judgment upon the heads of the guilty and protecting your own kids. That's insane. Read Isaiah 51, verse 4. But why is it that you're not angry about what's going on? And I want to say this, too, in parallel. If you become hopeless, I can tell you exactly why you become hopeless. You become hopeless because you haven't done anything concerning the issues and righting the wrongs, and yet that's what the church is supposed to do. That's what Christians are to do in Isaiah 58:12. You're supposed to bring forth the answers. You are the responsible party to right the wrongs, church, Christians, not to sit back and listen to some heretical teaching about how you're going to be raptured from responsibility. Not going to happen. Let me say it this way, high school version, ain't going to happen. Thomas Aquinas said this. He said, he who is not angry when there is a just cause for anger is immoral. Yeah, you're lawless. That means you've never repented of your sin. The Bible says, the love of many will wax cold. Why? Because of the workers of iniquity, lawlessness. Why? Because, again, going back to Thomas Aquinas, because anger looks to the good of justice. You're not looking to the good of justice. You're not approaching the throne of the Lord. You're not going to the throne of grace in the time of need. You know, it's interesting, Christians. I just read the book of Colossians yesterday again, 100 times over now. And it always pops out to me concerning Colossians 3:1, where it says that we're to set our affections on the things above. And if our minds are set on Christ continuously and understanding the cross, and I'm talking about the twofold purpose concerning God's hatred for sin and not stand up against sin, it only means that you're guilty of it. And the only thing that you have to look forward to is the just recompense of the judgment from heaven. He who is not angry when there is a just cause for anger is immoral. Why? Because anger looks to the good of justice. Americans, you are the law. And if you can live amid injustice without being angry, you've conditioned yourself to accept it. You are immoral as well as unjust, and you are next to Judas. If you can live and adjust yourself in a system that you've allowed the corrupt to create, where they're trying to create a world without your father, I'm here to tell you right now, you better stand up and get it right. You better stand up on that Bible and say, Lord, I need everything within that which is standing on this Bible right now. I need it revived. Because everything I read in that word is absolutely right. And if we don't hold your word to that which is absolutely right, everything that we're going to partake with is going to be wrong, and it's going to fall to the wrath of God. And that's where America is today. Let me ask you another question. What has the church gained if it's popular? Because that's what they're trying to do. They're just trying to be popular. They're trying to do the cool thing. They're trying to save face when, in fact, friends, they've lost face. A.W. Tozer said, "What has the church gained if it's popular, but there is no conviction, no repentance, no power?" I just watched a video 2 days ago of a preacher. He calls himself a preacher. And I looked at it, and I didn't need to hear a word, because I seen on him just the absolute unrepentant, arrogant state that he was in. He took upon himself. He was one of those guys that feels that the world can't wait to hear what he has to say. And no, he's never repented. Why? Because I seen what came out of his mouth. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. He apparently forgot about Colossians 3:8 and Ephesians 4:29 and James 1:26. Why? Because he goes on and he says, talking to those congregants, those goats that were being entertained by the clown, he goes on and he's talking about how the Lord has forgiven us of our sin from east is from west, which is true to those that are in Christ, not outside of Christ. And then he goes to his church congregants. He says, "You think a blank," he said, "AC double hockey stick, a lot more about your sins than God does." It's like, are you kidding me? This man is a worldling. And there it is. You have worldlings in the pulpit being influenced by the spirit of Antichrist, being influenced by the spirit of the world, trying to influence those that are under the judgments of God. Why do you say that? Because those that are under the judgments of God, these are the ones that are responsible for putting up these clowns to entertain themselves, the goats. I mean, you have them blatantly swearing from the pulpits. And God knows what else is being promoted inside of the church. Folks, when I first got saved, I was instantly offended at what I seen. And it's not what I wanted to see. It's not what I wanted to partake. I came out of the rock and roll world doing everything that I know I shouldn't have been doing, being condemned and convicted for everything that I was doing. And when I came into the church, I thought it was going to be the perfect world, and it wasn't. Why? Because it's not the church. It's not the church. The Lord took me out, cleaned me up, and put me back into that unholy mess, as he made me holy in Christ to clean up the mess. And if you look at Scripture, isn't that where the Lord went to overthrow tables? Isn't that where the Lord was sent when he took a whip and started whipping things up and telling these people that you've made my Father's house a den of thieves? Wasn't that within the church? Wasn't it in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, like I said earlier? Wasn't the people that he was addressing and rebuking and reproving and correcting for those that would be reproved and corrected? Wasn't it interesting? Those are the ones that claim to be his children. If you have a love for people, folks, first of all, we cannot love people until we first love God with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. That's the first tablet. And the second is to love our neighbors as ourselves, which is the fulfilling of the law, Romans 13:10, is it not? Yeah, we're to love our neighbors as ourselves. But we can't love our neighbors as ourselves until we first love God with our whole heart, mind, soul.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.